The Revolva has a heart on this week's parsha. Eliezer comes to Lavan, and they give him. They place food in front of him. He says, "I do not want to eat until I've said over my what I have to say." So he ties this into the halacha that it's usher to eat before a person does a mitzvah. And Eliezer was tasked with the mitzvah, the shlichus, and the mitzvah of finding a wife for Yitzchak. So that's his mitzvah. And the person is not allowed to eat before he does the mitzvah. So he ties this in, the two things together. Then he goes a step further and he says, so how do we know this halacha? So one answer we would assume is that he learns from Avraham Avinu that that's the halacha. But he suggests a different point. There's an element of Derech Eretz over here, that he was given a responsibility, and he has the opportunity to fulfill his responsibility. If you take that responsibility seriously and understand that that's the whole purpose why you're there, it would be inappropriate to start eating and getting involved in your own personal needs before you take care of your responsibilities. So the Derech Eretz is Machayev, that the Seichel is Machayev, that you can't do that. So he ties in this halacha of the Ovis, and then the Eliezer, by the extension from the Ovis, we're able to understand through the concept of Derech Eretz what is appropriate to do. They learned Torah Me'atzvam. They were in tune into the proper way to be Noyig, the proper Derech Eretz that there is, and that from that many areas halacha would be able to be built upon that. So he sees that this as well. The way that halacha is brought down, the chazal were concerned that if you're going to get involved in eating, you're going to forget and not end up not doing the mitzvah. So even a mitzvah which is not incumbent that you must do it immediately, you have a period of time to do it within, you have a time frame to do it, you're not allowed to start eating whatever that definition that Chazal defined as a meal, because of that concern. They did permit Te'ima, recognizing that sometimes a person needs to eat something before he gets involved in doing an action. He needs the strength, etc. So Chazal did not look at it as a Derech Eretz question, seemingly. It's inappropriate for me to take care of my own needs before I take care of the mitzvah. The only place you find that halacha is in regards to Shacharis. Chazal say a lashon nadir that a person eat before Shacharis, it's insulting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like after you've filled your stomach and taken care of your own needs, now you come and talk to me about whether I should help you or not. So that would be inappropriate. But otherwise, we do not see it like that. And Revol was introducing at this point that there's an element of Derech Eretz as well, that if you think about it, if we would take the mitzvah, understand that's our purpose in life, and that's why the Rosh Hashanah sent us here, and that's our shlichus, it would be logical to us that it doesn't make sense that we should get involved in other activities like achila, our personal needs, before the mitzvah. So why did Chazal coach it in the terms of the concern you might forget? So maybe a suggestion, and I don't think this is really necessarily has to be pshat, but in the view of Chazal, eating was also a mitzvah. So the concern is that mitzvah would end up being to the detriment of the other mitzvah. But if a person lives their life seeing themselves as a shliach v'kadosh baruch hu, which is what we're talking about, they understand that a shliach needs to put on a coat. They shouldn't get sick because he can't do a shlichus. A shliach needs to drive safely. A shliach needs to travel in a safe way, not at nighttime, etc. A shliach needs to have food. They should have strength to do what their shlichus is. So every single element we're doing is a mitzvah. Even so, Chazal said you can't eat beforehand because you're afraid you might, lest you forget because you get involved in the chil and you're going to forget. But in a case where you're eating is not as a shlichus, you're eating it because you're pushed in the mood of just filling up your own stomach, so then Revolva's argument seems to be much more correct, or definitely means to be correct, but more correct, that definitely means to be correct, that there's an element of Derech Eretz in that situation as well. Have a good Shabbos.